T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. It is me, Laszlo. That's Slim Fast Journeys in the other room. It's the Church of Laszlo. We always describe it. It's just a bar. We're sitting down. We're having a drink. I'm actually having a drink. I started early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys start yet?
Yeah. You know well, when I saw you, I saw that you started, I decided to get
one.
My own.
I'm ready.
My business.
Let's go.
Isn't this
Deep
the day
Eddie
you drink?
Deep Eddie Lemon I hadn't had before.
It's pretty good.
I'd had the grapefruit. You know, mm-hmm. That's kind of the go-to, you know. When you're going to have a lady over.
What is it?
You're going to have this Deep Eddie grapefruit stuff. Girls love it. I don't know anything about it, but girls love it.
Oh,
but,
is it like a seltzer thing?
No, it's flavored vodka.
Flavored vodka, but this lemon is...
It is good. A little iced tea. Little
something you can use.
Lemon.
It's straight out of the bottle. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Don't underplay that.
Yeah, you got us some of this for Christmas, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's left over.
That's why I found it over there. It was there. One of the last ones.
Yep.
So life is good. Some fast, you're sick again. You're like an old woman.
Yep, once
you got
a week.
Tummy issues. You're somewhere between like a 3-year-old and a 90-year-old bag of bones.
I say it all the time, but you got to remember, my dad was super old, so I'm old sperm. But on top of that, my mom was old, so the eggs get really old.
You were an
old.
Accident.
Yes. And so you got to think, I started
He's
off
got
at a disadvantage.
Yeah, but I don't, well, we can discuss it ad nauseum. His dad was like 60 when he had him.
Mm-hmm.
And so... And he has 3 brothers, and the closest one to him is like 24 years older than him. So the parents were like, there's a lot that explains a lot about his life. Like, you don't even, like, what else do you need to know? His parents didn't raise him.
Well,
they're
they
like,
did.
Jesus, there's this thing in here. We forgot what to do.
No, that's not true. They raised me. I'm my mom's favorite. She tells us all the time. She tells everyone. He's my baby. Sorry, Jeremy, my computer restarted. They raised me. I just didn't have brothers around. I mean, I had brothers, but they didn't live in the house because they were obviously, you know, starting families.
Adults.
Yes, they were adults. But my parents were good parents. You
I
know
love
that.
Your parents. I have mad respect for your dad. I was at his funeral. One of the only 2 times I've cried in my life.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was an old man when he was raising you.
Absolutely, he was.
Right.
He was.
I mean, you weren't getting a 28-year-old dad ass whooping
for doing
something wrong.
No, there was
you
none
would
of that.
Do something wrong, he'd be like, oh, I'm tired.
He didn't want to deal with it.
Just take a nap.
Yeah.
Like, he was done disciplining people.
Yeah, and everyone.
That was done.
Teachers and coaches and stuff, they'd all say, oh, this is your grandpa here?
Yeah.
And it made him really upset.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. But, yeah, he was an old man.
Yeah, but he wasn't at the point of, like, you know, if you get... 2 D's, you're in trouble.
Oh, there was no...
Like, I don't even...
Don't
there was
care.
None of that.
Yeah.
There was... Like, my parents
matter.
Didn't even... Yeah, I guess they didn't do a lot of stuff.
No,
there was
just
no...
like, you know, hard candy and making sure you don't plug scissors in the electrical outlet.
Basically, like, are... making sure there's food on the table. Right. Yeah, because my teachers would send home a thing that says, you know, Reed didn't do this. He didn't have his homework done. He didn't do this project. And so when that would happen, like, I guess when you get a grade card, they'd say, what are you doing? you're better than this, you're smarter. And then that was the end of it. And they never checked in to see if I was doing homework again.
Right.
It never really came up. They didn't keep close tabs on me, I guess you could say.
Nice. Yeah.
But I wouldn't trade it. I mean,
no, hey, you're fine. Look at you now.
Yeah, and my
look
dad.
Look at you now. All you people successful. Micromanaging your kids' lives.
Yeah.
Where
exactly.
Are they going to end up? Huh?
Upset.
Not here.
Not here. That
not
is
here
for sure.
Drinking Deep Eddie's lemon vodka on a whatever day it is.
No.
What day is it?
They're going to be introverted. Speaking of which, did you watch the Tiger Woods thing?
Oh, my God. The first 40 hour and 45 minutes of the new Tiger Woods documentary? Unbelievable. Whether you like sports, you don't like sports, just human interest stuff.
I watched the first part of it. Yeah. It's crazy.
The first 10, I won't give anything away, but the first 5 minutes of that documentary in the last 30 seconds.
Oh, the end of the episode?
Oh, my God. The first 5 minutes are like the dad saying, Tiger Woods is going to be Gandhi. He is going to bring people together. You people are going to be, like, they're praising him like Jesus, and they're showing him as he's little and growing up and all this pressure, and then they cut right to him in jail with no shoes on, walking in circles.
Yep.
And then they go to the beginning. And you're like, oh, so we got to go from 2 years old being on That's Incredible, hitting a golf ball 200 yards, to walking around in circles with no shoes on in jail. And they set it up within the first 3 minutes and like, and we're going to give you every detail as we go through. High school girlfriends on there. It's unbelievable.
And you knew as soon as they showed the, you know, him in prison, I was like, I don't think Tiger's going to be in this documentary. Like, I don't think he's going to be interviewed for this documentary. This is going to be, you know, what do they say, warts and all. But
should I give away the last 2 seconds of it?
Yeah, it's fine. They bring out that mistress that...
So they go through this whole thing. They show all his ex-girlfriends, and then they show his ex-wife and, you know, how she's perfect for him. And he's still winning championships. His dad dies. You know, we all know the story, so I'm not ruining it for you. You're just kind of watching it again, reliving it. And he's crying, hugging his dad, and you're like, man, this is a good guy, right? Like, this is a good guy who had way too much pressure put on him, which I do believe.
I agree.
But then all of a sudden this woman walks in who looks nothing like anything he's dated.
Nope.
She's got long hair. She's got, like, all the plastic surgery done. High heels, short skirt.
Brunette.
And she just goes down. She sits down and she goes, what'd you want to talk about?
Yeah.
And then they ended it. And you're like, oh, no.
Brutal.
Yep.
Oh,
brutal.
No.
And how do you feel about, like, you know, they've got two people on there that are just labeled as family friends, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about his dad. I don't know, like, do you think these people are actually family friends? And if they are, I mean, the one guy, there's a bunch of pictures of him with Tiger.
The one guy was helping one of his golf coaches.
The white guy who keeps
the
going
white guy
champ.
Who said, man, he used to see me when he was a kid, bring girls to the
That's
course.
That's what I was going
to
ask you about.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to bring it up. And
man,
he's like,
he
look,
started crying.
Yeah, he was like, all right,
this
like, is
tough.
He was
like, to expose him to that.
He said, Tiger's not going to like this, but he's like, you know, him and, or me and his dad, you know, we go out and he's just a kid and you know, we're both married and we would just bring girls around all the time. And it was horrible, you know, he's such an impressionable age. And for us to do that, it's just,
and then the way he just looks at the camera and he goes, and you can see tears in his eyes. Like, he knows, he just goes, I'm sorry, champ.
I'm sorry, champ.
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, no. He's like, I was a young man. I'm sorry, champ.
Well, I thought when they said they're like, you know, okay, well, you know, about his dad, here's the problems. I could tell you stories, but... And he's getting ready to say whatever it is. And he's like, do I want to say this? Give me a second.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I thought
like
he was going to say that, like, he beat Tiger's ass or something. Mm. And then it just turns out, we used to hook up with girls. And I thought, you know, that's not what I was expecting, but that would be really tough to witness. When your parents are married and your dad doesn't even try and hide it from you and he's taking girls into the Winnebago or whatever, that would be. And he said, the friend is like, look, I mean, I think... He makes it sound like he thinks he's the reason, they're the reason that Tiger wasn't faithful to his wife.
They're drawing a parallel to he saw this as a kid
thought it was
and
okay.
then acted it out as an adult. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, I wonder if that's true. I mean, we'll never know, right? There's no way to, like, test that. But I also thought, you were talking about my parents. My dad never said, like, he never gave advice about relationships, you know? There was no, this is how you should treat someone. This is what you shouldn't do. This is what you should do. I never got that. I don't know if that's a normal thing. Do most parents give advice on, like, did your dad ever tell you what to do and what not to do when you were dating someone or how to treat someone? Did he talk about that stuff?
No.
Because I don't think my dad did either. And I thought,
you know, I mean, like don't get in trouble, don't get anybody pregnant. You know, what are you doing?
Yes,
like,
don't get anybody pregnant.
You know, be careful.
That
use a condom.
Yeah.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Son.
I mean, don't get pregnant.
None of this thing. You're not doing any of this right, but right. Not like, bring her flowers or anything.
But my dad treated my mom so well. He wouldn't even talk about, like years before he met her when he was in the Navy, he was trying to tell us a story one time about going down to Tijuana or something, and they went to a strip club. He wouldn't say it because my mom was in the house. She couldn't hear it. He's like, it was a strip club. Like, he took that level of care. He didn't want to talk about other women.
My dad would talk about stuff like that. Like, I know for a fact that my dad asked my mom to marry him on a Friday and had a date with another woman the Saturday night. Because if my mom said no, he was going to ask the other lady Saturday night.
He was dating two people at once or something?
Yeah, he was like, you know what? Time to get married. One of these is either her. I don't know. The lady's name is Barb. I know she's a nurse to this day. My mom would bring her up every once. Well, you should have married Bob. It's Barb. And he'd be like, I've got the date switched. I should have went. He would even say, I should have went with you. Her on Friday, you on Saturday. You know, the world works weird. Here we are.
You think he was just like, I got to start a family. I'm looking at the clock. This is how old I am. Boom, I'm going to get married.
Yeah, and I think he was, he dated a lot of people. And I think in his mind, my dad, being that pragmatic, thought, well, this whole world's boiled down to two people.
Yeah.
And I think he liked my mom better, but not so much better that he couldn't marry one of the two. So, and if she said no, then Barb was going to be it, right?
Yeah.
So do you think you'll have that talk with your boys about relationships, how to treat people? I just don't know if that's, I thought, did I miss out on this or is that not something? Because this guy on the Tiger Woods documentary was so upset that they had, made this look okay or made this look normal in front of him at an impressionable age. My dad did the opposite, and I'm still a lousy boyfriend, lousy husband, all those things.
I think you have to have the talk with your kid. And I know it's hard, but I think you have to have, if you're like, I'm divorced, and if you're in a situation, or say you're in like an unhappy marriage, or there's arguing, or there's bickering, or there's just even like, you know there's a lack of love, right?
Right.
I think you got to have that talk with your kids at some point when they're teenagers and just say, hey, this isn't what love looks like.
Right.
You're getting good examples of a lot of other things, maybe work ethic and loyalty and all these things. But how a relationship between a man and woman is supposed to work, like I'll tell my kids, that's not what me and your mom have. Don't look for that.
Right.
When you're older.
This isn't
what
you want.
Look for something else.
Yeah, don't strive for this.
Because this isn't it. You do better than this.
Yeah. I feel like you even as a kid, you have an idea of how much your parents like each other. And I don't mean just because they're yelling at each other, but like my parents stayed married and they loved each other very much, but
my mom loves my dad a lot more now that he's dead. I'm being honest. Like,
that'll
they stayed together. They were married for 60 years or whatever. But the way she talks about him now.
Same.
As compared to the way she talked about him when he was 40, they ain't not the same thing.
You're right.
You know? But they went, where I got a divorce and a lot of people get divorces, they stuck through it.
Yeah.
And, here they are.
Well, my parents are still together and they've been together for 40 years, but I don't know that they really like each other right now.
Right.
I mean, I remember being younger and my dad, kissing my mom when he came home from work or whatever. Now when I go see my parents, my mom's in the living room, my dad's out in the shop, and they don't even speak to each other the entire time I'm there.
Yeah, it's weird, too, because your brother is out of the house. There's no kids in the house.
There's no kids.
Why are they? Yeah, I understand when you're younger.
Nobody
wants
to die alone, man.
Yeah, is that it?
I mean,
somebody's got to take you to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yep.
Someone's got to call the ambulance. That's my person.
Yeah.
For better or for worse, that's the person. When I die, they got to be here. Somebody's got to wheel me around.
Yep.
So I can't get someone new.
No. Well,
here I am.
I mean, I'm your person. You used to be married. You had a person, but now
I don't
have
a person. I tell you that all the time.
I know. I'm your person now.
I'm going to die in that chair alone at my house. There's going to be nobody there.
I'm going to notice, though.
You're going to notice like 3 days later and be like, damn, he's dead. Like, there's no person for me. When I get up in the morning and have a heart attack and fall on the bathroom floor, there's nobody there. It's just me.
2 days max. That you'd have to die on a Friday evening, and I would
know by
Monday morning.
I promise things will get more cheery as we continue.
Wow.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right.
Social media. It's a strange.
The text line just says, you care if I smoke crack at the bar?
No.
I don't care, man.
Yeah, no, there's no rules here.
No. Nope.
No judge.
I mean, do we even have like an age requirement? I think it's just pretty much.
I think legally we should
have
one.
Open
maybe.
To the public. I mean, TikTok. I mean, even as crazy. Did you see this thing about TikTok?
Yeah.
People, I don't have a TikTok still. I really thought this will just be a fad.
I did too.
I did Snapchat. I've done everything else. Like, I don't want another one. And it's not going anywhere. But users under 18, they're going to automatically change everyone's account who's under 18 to be private. Which I've said before, if you have to be 16 to drive a car and you have to be 18 to vote,
there's something
to it. Just for everything, why not have a little stricter age rules, whatever, for social media?
Right.
Because I guess it's just hard to
enforce.
Like, you know, I mean, I go to, you know, if you go to a tobacco website or something,
yeah.
It says, I'll click here if you're over 21.
Like, of course.
Okay.
Right.
Put in your birthday. Oh, no, 91 instead of 01. Right.
Math.
Yeah. I was born in 1920.
Yep.
Just whatever the last thing is on there.
Right.
Yeah. I just, but now when kids get to college, or we see this happen with athletes a lot, where someone gets, a spot on a good college team, or they get a job in the pros, and they go, look at what they said when they were 14 on Twitter. I'm like, what were they doing on Twitter when they were 14?
Right.
As
and
a
why
parent,
are we holding somebody accountable for something they say when they're 14?
I don't know, but we do. That's ridiculous.
You know.
Truly ridiculous. And it is.
I mean, you can have a discussion about it, you know, but if the person says, the answer to that should be I was 14.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
End of discussion.
Right.
And it was stupid.
14.
And,
cool.
I was 14.
I didn't have a brain. Right.
Should have seen what I said at 13.
I did not have a brain.
But what we were talking about earlier is how each social media platform brings out a very distinct personality type. And I know people have names for the different. Like when you think Instagram, you probably think of someone on their vacation.
Right.
Let me show you how great my life is.
Right.
Hashtag no filter. Influencers. When I think of influencers,
Oof.
That's Instagram, you know, fitness influencers and whatever.
Right.
But and then Twitter, I think politics. I think people arguing about politics,
right?
Arguing about
news,
Trump.
You know, like
yeah.
at least,
yeah.
and even if they're not arguing about politics, it's keeping you up to date.
Yeah,
right.
And then trying to take a jab at someone,
right? Sure.
Because you can, you know, with Twitter, the whole point is that you can just mention someone, doesn't have to follow you, someone famous.
But Twitter
and boom,
feels very left to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Definitely.
Right.
Absolutely.
I feel more comfortable with my opinions.
Yes.
When I put them out. Where Instagram to me feels neutral.
Yes.
That's like a lot of like, look at my dog.
Yep.
Or look how hot I am, or here's my cool shoes, right?
Yes.
That feels very neutral. Twitter feels left to me. And then Facebook just feels like it's filled with dicks.
Yep. I don't get it.
Like, and I will say, like, I was like, you know what, whatever. Like, you know, we posted something. Dallas, I'm looking at you. We posted something, our podcast, and it just said, you know, hey, if you want to download our podcast, and it was on the alternative station's website in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it just said, if you want to listen, cool.
That's it.
And then it was just like, we hate you. You're not welcome here. You suck. You piece of trash. You know, even some, like, let me dig up things about your past.
Yes.
Like, about my divorce and things. Like, the list of things that people were doing. And I was like, wow, that is amazing. Now, I will say that I clicked on a lot of those people's profiles, and I will say that a lot of them were Trump supporters.
And so maybe that's why they're
mad. And so
maybe
that's why they don't like me. I get it. You know, keep your politics out of my radio. I understand that. And, you know, that may be the thing that's turning you off. But it's amazing to me because if we go on Instagram or we go on Twitter— usually the feedback from Dallas-Fort Worth is great.
I said this earlier to Laszlo, but Jeremy, I don't think now, of course, I'm asking for it.
Right, yes.
But I don't think I've received one negative DM on Instagram. Everyone from Dallas that's messaged has been friendly and positive and encouraging.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. You know, I like the show.
Right.
It's all been positive.
Or even if they're not, they're like, hey, I'm trying to get used to it. Or,
exactly.
Right.
Or, and even sometimes, like, I've gotten it on Twitter, like, hey, man, I don't think this is for me, but I wish you well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that kind of stuff. And you're like, cool, man, I get it. Hope you find something that entertains you. You're like, I don't come in here every day to try to make you unhappy.
Right.
That's all I'm trying. Like, oh, man, how can I make you unhappy? But even if we post something, Kansas City, we love you. You know, Slimfast, born and raised here. I live here, right?
Yeah.
My kids go to school here. Twitter, 90% of the time supportive. Mm-hmm. You get trolls, but 90% of the time supportive. Instagram, 90% of the time supportive. If we post something on Facebook, 50-50 back. Yep. You know what I mean?
60-40.
Right, maybe 60-40 yeah. negative. It yeah. is such a weird thing on Facebook. It's just like this toxic place for people to be mean to each other, yep. which is so weird because it's the only one my mother uses.
That's why,
you know
though,
what I mean?
Right?
Like, why?
I feel like that has something to do with it. I don't know exactly how it connects,
right.
but it has something to do with the fact that it's the place that your mom, your grandma, they all know how to use, and they're all on it.
Right.
And so I get maybe that's where they target people the most because they say, look, you know, we got a really wide audience here, and we hear this all the time, but people of a certain age are more susceptible to fake news stories,
yes,
memes that give false information, stuff like that. And maybe they know, oh, they're not going to get on Twitter and see this. They're not going to get on Instagram, but they will get on Facebook. And then it just becomes when you put up something totally false about vaccines or whatever it is,
right.
then you're going to get people arguing. And that's where you're starting from. You're always starting from a place of, this is how I
feel.
Did
you just log on to Facebook angry?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Like, is that where it starts? You know what I mean?
I don't know what motive, because I know there are, obviously, it's the biggest social media site in the world, and a lot of people use it every day. I don't like it, and when I use it, it's to do something for work, whatever. I never, though, go on the app and, like, scroll through just to see what people are saying. I haven't for years. It's been, I don't know, 7-8 years or something since I did that, because it got to a point where everything on there was people arguing. Good people turn into really bad people.
Yeah.
People that I know, and I'm like, you're a friendly person. You've always been nice. And now everything you say is so mean.
Yeah.
It's
right.
so mean. And it also changes people. I mean, that guy that we worked with in Seattle forever, super nice guy. He's like a hippie kind of, you know, the guy used to come over and watch movies with me. I never got the impression that he was like a conspiracy theorist. Sean, that we worked with in Seattle.
Right, of course.
Suddenly I see him on Facebook and everything is some deep underground conspiracy. And, you know, if you don't eat organic, it's going to kill you. And they're poisoning this and they're poisoning that.
Right.
It's nuts. And I don't think that's who he was. I think Facebook made him that.
Right.
Don't you think?
Well, I think if he had a propensity towards it, it led that horse to water.
Yes, they did.
Right? And there's strength in numbers.
And then
it doesn't matter to me. I want you to know. I know people who said bad things about me that they hate me. It's okay. And, you know, I do get messages from other people. I'll admit it. A lot of times I get DMs like, hey, man, don't listen to these people. It's cool. It's fine. You know, and even from people who say, like I said, who don't, you know, I don't know that it's my thing, but not everybody in Dallas acts like this. Not everybody in Kansas City thinks like this. It's okay. So I do get that. But it doesn't hurt my feelings at all. But it really was one of those things where, like, even if I go back on and try to be nice.
Yeah.
It's just no.
Yeah.
You cannot be nice to me.
Exactly.
You will not be nice to me.
I hate you.
You will not. And it almost feels like this. You will not humanize yourself.
Yes.
So that I have to feel anything. Mm-hmm. I will not let you. I will not allow you to make me think that there is a person on the other end of this.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Facebook is an unbelievable place.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So once again, we're going to post again, and I'll go back there. I like the punishment.
Lazo loves it.
I live for
it.
He
does enjoy it.
And, I mean, I know why you post some. He looks for it. And then
I do look for it a little
And
bit.
You also, though, you're the kind of person when you see someone that we used to work with posting conspiracy theories, you'll argue with them. Or at least you'll say, you'll poke at them.
I don't like to argue with them. I like to ask questions.
Yeah.
I like to ask questions. Like, I'll be like, oh, that's interesting. How does this work?
Mm-hmm.
Can you send me a link? And then, you know, then they're like, what do you mean
you
need a
numbers?
Link? Find it yourself. I'm like, well, I've been scouring the internet. Maybe I'm not that bright. Show me, you know, lead me to it. You know, I try to do that kind of stuff.
Yes. Whereas I see it and go,
so have a great day. Cheers. But, you know, but I don't get into the fighting and stuff.
But I don't want to hate some of these people. And then when you see what they're posting, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get this image out of my head now. That's what I'm going to think of when I think of you. It turns people on one another and it changes my opinions of people. So I wonder if part of the problem is, Jeremy, you don't like to get on there either.
I don't, but I live with one of these people that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Does he do
on
that?
On Facebook all the time. Like, he can be sitting there and not say anything for half an hour, and I'll just look at him and go, You're fighting with someone on Facebook, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
I'm like, right. Okay. And this is why I don't talk to him about it. Because I'm just like, all right, you do you. I blocked him. I blocked my boyfriend on Facebook because I cannot see any of that.
Because they're different people.
Oh, totally.
I blocked immediate family members. I just hid them, you know, so that I'm not unfriending them, but so they don't know. But I don't want to see their stuff because I'd see people that I really like and respect, and they would post stuff. I'm like, dude, this is not a good place to have a debate. Nope. And what you're posting is obviously going to start a debate. So just don't post it. Why would you want that?
Right.
Some people like it. Some people want it. Like you said, you're a glutton for punishment. Maybe they are too.
They want
but
that
do you
fight.
Think part of the problem is that we. That it did turn off a lot of people that said, I don't want to look at this stuff. So we've left. And so what remains is people who, you know, like Lazo, want to have a big fight. I don't know.
But I don't know that I want to have a big fight. But I've been doing radio long enough. I had enough people replace me and replaced enough people that I know that this is normally where it starts. And it's okay. So if I can go in and just engage you for a minute and just be like, yo, it's cool. I know you liked the person before me a lot better. Great. Look, I always explain it like, I don't know who Jennifer Aniston is dating now. Let's just say it's Brad Pitt again, right? Mm-hmm. And when she breaks up with Brad Pitt and all of a sudden calls me and says, you want to go to dinner? I know I can't compare to Brad Pitt. I know. Aww. Like, Brad Pitt.
Come on.
But you know who's going to that dinner? This guy. I had nothing to do with Brad Pitt. And Jennifer Aniston breaking up wasn't my business, had nothing to do with it, don't know why it happened. But all I do know is that I got a date with Jennifer Aniston tonight, and I am going to go on that date. And that's how I feel about Dallas-Fort Worth and Las Vegas and the Dakotas and the Quad Cities and wherever. I got a date with Jennifer Aniston tonight, and I'm going on it.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
All right. We distraction scrolling or not?
Yeah. So just real quick, the impeachment news is basically all the news today.
Yeah.
And so we'll touch on it real quick. It looks like they got the votes. This is going to happen. I think the biggest story within the story is the Liz Cheney thing, which we saw yesterday or last night, whenever that was, that Liz Cheney said that she would vote to impeach. Now, GOP Congress people are calling on her to resign. Everybody calling on everyone to resign. You know, you got all these people in Missouri calling on Josh Hawley to, well, not just Missouri, but all over the country saying, you got to resign. No one's resigning. Why? Because you don't like, they did what they did because they thought it would work with their constituents.
Right. They're not resigning.
They're not resigning.
You may be able to get them to get out of there somehow, but resigning ain't it.
No. And it's weird that makes headlines like, you know, this person called on this person to resign. So what? They're not going to resign. But Liz Cheney said that she would vote to impeach Trump. And now some Republicans are upset
about
that. But that, I feel like that's a pretty big story. Will there be enough Republicans to actually, what do they, find you guilty? You actually are...
Impeached and removed?
Impeached and removed? I don't understand. I don't know.
I think that what Liz Cheney is saying is that she goes one step beyond that. She says it's not just the words that matter. It's the fact that the president sat for 2 hours watching the scene unfold on Capitol Hill and did nothing. There's been a lot of reporting how the president just would not take calls from Republican leaders who are frantically trying to get a hold of the White House to say, get the National Guard here, get the FBI here, we need help now. And he did not heed those warnings and those urgent pleas for help.
Because remember, what they're impeaching him over is this one thing, essentially saying that he, you know, started this insurrection, that he told these people to riot. And people who are defending him say, no, he didn't say that. He was talking about a protest. You heard Trump yesterday say, my speech was perfect, because he doesn't specifically say, go in there and kill people. Giuliani said trial by combat, but Trump didn't necessarily say, go in there and do this stuff. So Liz Cheney's saying it doesn't matter because he's still guilty of it because we can see by his actions. When this started to happen, they were asking him, please send out the National Guard. They were asking him, please tell people to stand back or whatever. Don't do this. Be peaceful. Right. Go home. And he wouldn't do any of that. So she's saying his actions, even if the speech itself, didn't specifically say, go riot, we can argue about whether or not he wanted people to do that. But when we watch what he did afterwards, boom, he's guilty of what they're impeaching him over. And she says she'll vote for impeachment. So a lot of people in the last year have had to file for unemployment.
Yes.
And luckily, knocking on wood here, we did not have to yet. Right. I don't really know how unemployment works. Have you filed for unemployment before?
Of course.
And do they give you, does everyone get like the same amount, or is it based on what you used to make?
Based on your income.
Okay, so it's based on what you used to make. So imagine if you signed up for unemployment and they sent you money, you know, for a couple months, and then later they said, hey, we need a bunch of that money back.
Yeah, it's happened before.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's so. This is happening in Missouri.
Like they overpaid you.
That's what they're saying. So this woman was on CBS News this morning, and she lives in Missouri. I don't know exactly where, but the state was sending her unemployment money. Then it stopped. She thought her unemployment had just ran out, and now they're saying you need to send us a bunch of money back. And she's like, I don't have money to send them back.
Are you going to come and like take the clothes off my child's back because that's what I used to buy with some of the money? Are you going to come back and take the dirty diapers out of the trash can? Because I had to buy diapers and wipes and I used the money for that.
Is there any realistic way for you to pay any of that back?
No. No. I mean, I can stop buying groceries.
So I feel like when the government messes up like that, that they just kind of take the loss.
No,
they're not going to take a loss.
Well,
are you crazy?
So there's some...
They'll get you in all different kinds of places, man.
Right.
They'll figure out where to get their money from you. Like, if you owe them money, they'll take it from in the most strange places. Mm-hmm. Like if you win at the casino.
Oh, and they find out.
They'll find out. They'll take it.
Mm. Well, there's some state senators that are like, look, this is the state's fault. You cannot, if you sent her too much money, that's your fault, and you cannot expect her to pay that money back.
Right.
Which I support that. Like, that's, if they screw it up.
I agree, especially right now. Like, right now, just be like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Go
I mean,
it.
To a limit, right?
Sure, I mean, if it was obvious, I don't think she knew, like, God, they sent me $1 million.
$800,000.
Right.
Know,
then you know something's up.
Just $1,000 difference a month,
They didn't say exactly what she was getting paid, but she, in the interview, talked about how there was no part of her that thought, like, oh, my God, this is so much money, right? I can't believe this. She thought this is what you get for unemployment.
Well, here's
and then it
the
ran
other
out.
Thing, you know, just how inefficient it runs.
Right.
You know, there's people who've applied for unemployment who don't get it.
Yeah.
And then there's people who apply for unemployment and they give you too much.
Yep.
And now you figured out that they've given you too much, but you want more back, but there's still somebody, a ton of people in a ton of different places who are like, can I please just get this unemployment check?
Yeah.
Right.
And they're like, well, we're processing it.
Sorry,
so
we sent too much to this guy.
We should do better.
Ask her.
Right.
Speaking of which, did people get their stimulus checks?
Yeah, I got mine.
You got it? Okay, mm-hmm. Because my girlfriend said that hers never showed up.
I didn't get one.
You're not eligible.
I got a kid, and they weren't supposed to give one for anybody.
You're too wealthy.
Yeah,
you're fabulously wealthy. They won't give it to you.
Why?
They got a limit. If you make this much money
or
more, we're not going to send you money.
I think I got mine so fast because I don't make any money. So they just were like, put it in my bank account and said, here you go.
This was the $600 one?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I got it like 2 weeks ago.
What'd you do with it?
It just went immediately in my bank account, so I'm sure it's paid a bill somewhere.
We had a story yesterday about a swingers party, and
they should send it to me.
What?
Because I'd stimulate that thing.
You go spend it on a TV.
Put it in a bank, you know, and paying a bill. How does that stimulate the economy? I know that's what you needed it for, but it doesn't do anything. Like, well, great, you paid for electricity that you already used.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I understand why it helps you and it's good, but if the process, the idea of it, is to stimulate the economy, then give it to everybody.
Awesome.
Let somebody go buy a PS5.
Exactly.
Right?
Like when
somebody
Bush sent those checks out after 9/11.
Right,
He was like, go buy a grill or something.
Yeah,
I was like, okay.
But that stimulates the economy, right?
We talked about that swingers party that was in Argentina or something. Anyway, where the cops showed up and they thought that the cops were strippers.
Oh, yeah.
There's another swingers story in the news, but this is in Los Angeles. The sheriff's department said that they've got like a super spreader task force. This is a real thing. California, I guess that's not surprising. So they've got this super spreader task force that looks for people who are violating the COVID restrictions. And they busted a major swingers party that was being held in this warehouse. And they said that there were several hundred middle-aged people in this warehouse having a swingers party.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The party is over. If you do not come down, you will be subject to arrest.
What is happening right now?
Because he's on one of those loudspeakers. You mean like his voice? Like, attention, swingers, the party is over. Right. I know, it sounds totally fake.
You know, like an amusement ride guy.
Well, yeah.
This ride is closed because of rain. It's open. Like, why you sound like that? Just say the party's over.
Yes.
Why you gotta act so weird?
You just gotta adapt to your surroundings at that point. Right. Like, this looks like fun.
Excuse me, horny folks.
Hello, everybody.
Right.
You're gonna have to, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and put your wieners away.
Yeah.
Come down single file.
a swingers party, and I said this yesterday, but I understand it's for swingers. But just the idea of being invited to something that exciting, that fun. Like, this is a sex party, and it's a bunch of middle-aged people.
You're a swinger.
I'm not a swinger.
You are a swinger.
I'm not.
That's how you met your girlfriend.
He used to be.
But swingers like have like swap, you know, they're couple swappers where they swap husbands, swap wives, whatever.
Yeah. You had sex with someone, your wife had sex with someone, and you guys swap partners.
My girlfriend was single, though. She was single. So that's the problem with swingers is that, not that there's anything wrong with being a swinger. I'm just saying the problem is that it's like, you know, here's the deal. You got to be in a relationship and you got to swap. You got to be willing to swap. So this couple is going to, you know, you're going to sleep with my wife and I'm going to sleep with your wife. But why can't you just invite single people? I understand there's clubs.
Yeah, I get
for young
you because
people.
The only drawback to any of that story is I got to be married.
Right. That's what
like,
I'm saying.
I got to have one of them.
They have these for single people. They just have a different name. It's called an orgy. It's just not a swingers party.
Wait, where's the orgy party?
But where?
I'm sure we could find you one.
Can
if we
you
really
though?
Start
to.
Looking.
That's the thing. I hear about these. When lockdown started, they said that there were some people that were like strippers that were out of work were going to these private homes,
right?
And you get an invite and you come to these parties, and then they would, you know, they were doing lap dances and stuff downstairs. And so
right.
You pay. I never get invited to this stuff. I never, I've never gotten a call that says, this is what we're doing tonight. There's going to be 300 people there, and it's all about having sex. Like, that sounds like fun.
That does sound like fun.
And we don't do that enough. You've got clubs, and everyone knows kind of that the idea is
right.
to meet someone, and you're gonna get dressed
right,
up.
But it would be cool
put
to get a text
there.
From a buddy and be like, dude, tonight, 7th and Hardy.
Yes.
It's a full-on orgy.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yeah. Everyone's invited. You
it's
know,
gonna be like hundreds of people there, and you walk in, and it really isn't. It really is hundreds of people.
Yeah,
it's just not all dudes.
Right? It's that there's girls there.
20 dudes, like, and one girl.
I bet rich people, like Eyes Wide Shut. I bet rich
exactly.
people get invited
well, of
course
to that,
that stuff.
That was the dumbest movie ever.
You
it
didn't
really
like it?
Was.
I really
I
liked
hated
it.
That movie. Man. People were like, "Oh my god, I'm so shocked." I'm like, "Wait, hold on a second. You're telling me you're shocked that in New York or Los Angeles mm-hmm. there are multi-millionaires?" Actors and CEOs and models who go to secluded homes in the Hollywood Hills and have sex with each other.
Wearing masks.
Yeah, no. But they're like, you know, the stick masks, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
yeah, no. I'm not surprised that this happens. I'm positive that this happens. I'm positive it happened last night. The only thing that bothers me about any of this is, like you said, I was not invited.
Not invited.
But I'm positive it happens.
Not invited, or it's something where you have to be married. No. Look, when this COVID thing is over, let's get these parties going. Let's throw some, put it out there. Hey, this is, if you don't want to come, that's fine. But the point of this party is to have sex with people. Everyone here has said by being here, they are trying to get laid tonight. That, and I know it's like an unspoken thing, like I said, at a club. But at this party, it would be, that's it. Go pick a partner, whatever. This is what everybody here is looking for.
Like square dancing.
Yes.
In sixth grade, but for adults.
Exactly. Yes.
I like that. The Church of Laszlo. It is me, Laszlo. It is the Church of Laszlo. Slimfast is here. Jeremy is here. You can chime in anytime you like using the text line 91L Popwalk, 91EL POPWOK. What do we got going on, man?
So
wait, hold on a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dominatrix.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
She texted again?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
She said, I host, attend many sex parties, would love to extend an open invitation to all of you all.
I told you.
My message
is on.
Hit me up.
Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm. All right. I swear.
Ask and you shall receive, my friend.
I
told
said...
you we could find you an invite.
Don't you say
when I look her name up, it doesn't work really.
You can't find her.
Well.
Mm-mm.
Did you? Hold on, I'm gonna try it.
You just type that into Facebook and hope something.
Right, I typed it into my Google machine.
Her business page popped up.
And it came up like her name. I don't want to say her name because, who knows if it's a real thing.
Right.
But her name is a verb. Mm. So.
Yeah, you're right. Because I'm looking it up, and I'm getting. Did you get like news stories?
Yeah, exactly. Like something that happened.
Because you typed in Dallas too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I typed in Dallas, and then I said her name, and then I said mistress because she's a mistress.
Now, if you type in, and if you type in dominatrix mistress, then
that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of these are all stories about different people. Some interesting stories here, though. Man kills mistress after she admits to being HIV positive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
2013, yeah. Dallas man stood trial back then, it says, because he killed his mistress when he found out that she was HIV positive and she'd known about it. The world is a crazy place, isn't it?
Man.
Yeah.
This is further proof here, this story, and I know what they're doing. When they print something like this, when they do something like this, they're saying this is proof that slippery slope we talked about is happening. All these people who are against gay marriage said, well, then what? What's next? Then they're going to be able to marry a turtle. Then they're going to be able... And that was supposed to be the big scare thing. I was like, I don't care. I definitely don't care.
Well, that's because you're close to me. I'm Gen X,
mm-hmm.
right? Millennials, and I'll just say it, baby boomers are insane.
They really are.
You can't get married. Two people can't get married. It's even Steve and Steve and Earl. Right. I don't know, right? Like, they just come out with those ridiculous things, you know? Yeah. And they... post crazy stuff on Facebook. You're just ridiculous. Two guys can't get married because then what? And then millennials are like, no, two guys can get married, and we're gonna wave flags and make sure that you understand it, right? Which
yes.
I applaud you. My generation, Gen X, just goes, well, I don't care if two dudes get married.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? You don't care? I'm like, not really. Wait. Do I have to marry a guy? And they're like, no. We're just saying guys can get married. And you're like.
Cool.
Okay.
Why would I possibly care?
All right, so here's what I'm not going to do is march. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm not going to do is not let gay guys get married. I don't know what you're talking about.
And in this country, polygamy is illegal anyway. You can't marry multiple people.
Right.
So
right.
if you want to be in a relationship...
Which, by the way, you should be able to if you want. I don't care.
I don't care. I just don't care. I really
people
don't.
People are like, so-and-so married their car. I'm like, great.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Good for them. I hope it brings
I hope
them
they
happiness.
Found love. I hope the car found love, and I hope they found love. What do I care?
I don't have any secrets of life over here. I can't do that. You won't be happy. I mean, what the hell? What? Maybe that car
in a million
is a
years,
they
be like, do you know people used to marry people? They were all unhappy. Yeah. They didn't marry their cars.
Like one person?
Right.
Wow. Interesting. So I feel like these stories are, look at what's happening, and look what the left does, and probably look at what millennials are doing, as you pointed out, Lazo. This is the headline. Thruple identifies as a fairy, a troll, and a leprechaun. Okay, so it's a fairy tale thruple. It's a real thruple.
Okay.
But they all identify as fairy tale creatures, whatever. And they were on TV talking about this. And this has made people on the right very upset because, look, now we've got leprechauns marrying princess fairies. We don't, okay? What we have is a thruple. They're not married. It's three people living together. It's a girl and two guys. And they say they identify as a princess and a troll and whatever. I don't care. Why would I care about this? Three bippity boppity boos are living happily ever after in a land far, far away, which is Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
The thriving thruple who identify as Princess Fairy Lolly, Gunther the Troll, and the Leprechaun. Hmm. They're living out a fairy tale romance of their dreams. Spellbound by love, the three humans turned mythical creatures are building a dream haven together in their polyamorous partnership. Quote, we are in what we would call a closed polycule. Princess Lolly was explaining this when she was on TV. We consider ourselves a closed family unit. I got news for you, people who are freaking out on social media. They're not actually princesses. They're not actually leprechauns. And I bet these people don't actually identify as this. Now, maybe they do,
but
I
don't
role playing. But even if they do, I definitely don't care. Here's a clip of them. Talking about their fairy tale romance.
We are in what we would call, I guess you guys would call a thruple, but it is a closed polycule for those who are familiar with the terminology, meaning we consider ourselves a closed family unit. When we first met, I said, this is how I am and I live, and I am going towards my fairy tale end, and if you're going to be in on that, then here we go. It's all or nothing, and So he said, well, I want to be with you, so I am willing to give that a go and do the things necessary and be in that life.
So he decided to become a leprechaun, I guess, or a troll. I don't know which one she was talking about. But the reactions on Twitter, you know, are about what you'd expect. There is no victim here. Is there? Is there a victim here? She says, I pretend like I'm a princess in a fairy tale land, and so if you want to date me, you need to be some sort of mythical creature. And he says, okay, I'll be a troll or a minotaur, whatever. He says he's down.
I only feel bad because he looked in the mirror and he was like,
which one am I?
Can't be a prince.
Yeah.
But I could be a troll.
I could be a troll.
He looks like your boyfriend, actually, Jeremy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't see him being a troll.
I don't know if he's the leprechaun or the troll. But there is no victim. And this doesn't bother me in the least.
No.
It's totally possible that they're doing this to get attention, first of all. But even if they're not, like you said, why do you care?
Why does this
bother you? But maybe if you said they're raising kids and they're telling their kids that they are minotaurs or whatever and that their parents are leprechauns, we could have a discussion, I guess. Like,
well,
is the kid okay? Whatever. I don't
can't.
Know.
Doesn't matter. You know how many people are raising their kids telling them dumb stuff?
And beating their asses.
A lot of them.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of parents raising their kids telling them real dumb things.
I can't think of a single, like, socially conservative cause that I care about or that I agree with, unless there's a victim. If there's no victim, there's nothing you could do. They say, well, they're ruining the sanctity of marriage and they're whatever. Who cares? Yeah. You don't have to be. Her saying she's a princess and a leprechaun doesn't mean that next you have to. And you're not even saying that's the slippery slope. You're just saying, look at what these people are doing. Oh, we're so amoral.
I would like for you to be a princess, though. Maybe
then
I'd like to be a leprechaun.
Then fine. You can be a leprechaun.
Can I dress
I'll
up like
princess.
One?
I can change my voice. I can.
Yeah, and I have to walk on my knees, though. You know how they put your shoes out on your knees?
Oh, like a,
like a little guy.
Like that those Dorf movies?
Yeah. Can I do that?
I don't know. It's 2021.
Yeah, probably.
You can be a princess, but I wouldn't make fun of little.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. How are you?
I'm good. So they arrested the Olympian?
Yeah, like apparently Cleet Keller or something.
Oh.
That his name?
Oh, it's a guy?
Something like that, yeah.
Cleet Keller, I think, yeah.
I just saw the headline that said that there was an Olympian at the thing last week at the Capitol, but I didn't know that. I just don't know exactly who they're like, is anyone who went into the building, that they've got some sort of evidence that you went in, then at that point they say, if we can find you, we can at least charge you with trespassing because you went in? There's a lot of people who were there, but how do you, unless you have video or something.
So this guy, apparently some of his teammates turned him in.
Oh, boy.
Because he was an Olympic swimmer. And he was pretty easy to spot on all
You're
of
right,
the
though. It looks like a girl here.
Does it?
I
just saw a picture, last night.
In the USA Today, and I think they have the wrong picture.
That might have been where I saw it, too. I saw a thing last night. It was just... he was wearing a swim cap in the picture, I think, but I thought it was a girl. Maybe it is the wrong picture.
Is a guy. He has a beard.
Yes, but this picture here in USA... Come here.
Let me see if this is the same one I saw.
And it just says, Cleet Keller looks at the clock.
Oh, that's a different picture. But that, yeah, see, that does look like a girl. The one
that
I saw
does look like a
girl.
But yeah, that's... Now he has a beard.
But they had... You said they had video of him inside, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can tell because he's 6'9", first off, and he's wearing an Olympic jacket.
All right, this is crazy, though, if you think about it. I'm on the USA Today site. If you look up Cleet Keller, USA Today, you'll see a picture with that story, which is clearly a woman. So they're like, this is Cleet Keller. We identified him in the rotunda. And I'm like, wait, but you identified somebody else wrong in the newspaper. Don't give these people any ammunition about stop. Because I know it's just a mistake, but you got to stop making mistakes like this. Because I know four people that I went to high school with are going to be like, they get it, it's Cleet Keller, they think it's a woman, they're just, right?
I
can already hear it.
That is him. The picture that you think is a woman, that is him.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
That is him.
I think he looks kind of like a girl.
No.
Yes, that is him. There are other pictures, if you Google him, where he's wearing the same sort of swimsuit.
Why is he wearing a one-piece?
The thing now. It makes
I never saw Phelps
faster.
Wear that.
Me neither.
Phelps always wore like the
Does he not
skin type ones.
Shave his chest hair or something? I mean, yeah, that looks like a one-piece woman's bathing suit. Doesn't it?
I don't know, man. All right, well, you know what? It's 2021. Why, who am I to assume anything anymore?
Exactly. Why haven't you even talked to the person? I don't know. Maybe they go by...
You can't tell by that.
Right. The name is...
Right.
It's a mystery.
It's not a mystery. It's him.
Well, right. But I'm saying the name wouldn't necessarily say, oh, that... Because the picture I saw looked like a woman, and the name could be... That could be a woman's name. I don't know. Anyway.
None of these...
This
charged.
Is just further evidence...
Same thing. It's this guy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's a different picture.
That's
than
a guy
in USA Today. That is a guy. Yes.
It's just further evidence, though, that what we were talking about earlier. None of these people thought they were gonna get
color
get
my
in trouble.
Wiener confused.
Color your wiener confused. This is a Hanson moment.
I haven't felt like this since Boy George on American Bandstand.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, you ready to do this?
Ready to do this. Get
all right.
to know us.
Yes.
So your first question was number 4,562.
I remember.
What was the highlight of your life? The highlight of your life.
Man.
That's one of the most difficult questions on the list. The most difficult question I think that I've ever seen in there is, what do you like most about yourself? I hope that one never comes up. But what's the highlight of your life? I assume that means like the best thing that happened to you, a great memory, the best time of your life. I've been running on this, you know, what was the best of your life? I've been running with this thing that happened when I was like 13. For years, I think I just go back to it now because I probably wrote a paper at one point, you know, like, what's your favorite day? Was it, though? Or now is that just, I'm just going with it? I don't know. It's not an easy thing. If you have kids, I assume you can say, it was when my kids were born.
Right, exactly.
Or seeing my kids do this thing, you know, the first time they walked or said, I love you, or that might be a highlight. I don't have kids. So that makes it even more difficult.
Yeah.
What is it? So what's
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, you start to do those things. But certainly when my kids were born, that's a highlight. And watching them walk and, you know, say I love you back. Or the first time my kids say dad, those are highlights, man.
Absolutely.
Those are great moments. You know, sometimes it's little stuff, too. Like, you know, swimming in the pool and them jumping off the diving board to you so that you can catch them when they've been scared to do it forever. Or watching them do it, right?
Yeah.
But then it's sometimes watching them do stuff by themselves without you right there. Like, look at that. They did this by themselves.
Yeah. And they don't know you're watching? Gotcha.
Right. You know?
But it's got to be, if you're a parent, it's got to be kid stuff, right?
Yeah. Watching my oldest son stick up for my younger son.
That's good. That's a good
thing. You know? Without anybody telling them to do it. It's good.
So it's being a dad is probably the highlight of your life.
You know, but, you know. You know, making out with that girl in ninth grade.
Okay.
I'm being honest. Right. Like, that's a big thing.
It's hard not to go
it's
back to
it's a big thing.
Your
or,
first
you know.
Kiss and, yeah.
Like, you're like, my God, that girl's way out of my league. And that's that is a highlight.
Yes. And
like, there's no reason why that girl should have slept with me.
You'll never really feel that good again, I don't think. I mean, all that, you had your whole life in front of you, and all that mattered in that moment was. This it was a monumental thing in your life, your first kiss, your first whatever.
Sure.
And I mean, it was amazing. That's when I think back to that, I feel like that's probably the happiest I've ever been. Is that age when you the first person that you date or whatever? It's huge. All you think about when you go home.
Right.
It's all you think about when you wake up in the morning. It consumes you, and it's an awesome feeling. I guess the first time you know you kind of feel like maybe you're falling in love. You don't know what love is yet.
Right.
But you can't stop thinking about somebody. That's a great feeling.
That is good. I didn't think about that.
So when you say ninth grade kissing that girl, like, I mean, I'm not laughing. That's a serious, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going with? You got maybe one's the highlight of your childhood, and then the other one's the highlight of your adult life.
Well, you know, it doesn't say that. So I'm going to go with scoring a touchdown.
Scoring a touchdown?
Yeah, the Pontiac Silverdome.
What, just
that's
one
my
of the...
highlight. You know, I don't know, like seventh grade or something. You know, I peaked.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I peaked.
You guys got to play at the...
Sure, the big stadium, like, you know, playing it, you know.
Is that the one they just blew up?
Well, it's been gone for a while, but
okay.
Where the Lions played, you know.
I think... Well, Journey, go ahead. What's yours?
Are we doing a child one and an adult
one
now?
No, just what's your... No, just your highlight.
Because the first thing that I thought of was when I graduated from college. Like, that was a big deal because I was the first person in my family since my, like, great-great-grandfather to go to college and to graduate. So my family was there. They were really proud. Both of my grandparents, like, it was a big accomplishment. It made me feel really good. So that was the first thing I thought of.
It's a good one. I'm sure. I mean, I wouldn't know, but well, I mean, yeah. sure that's good. I think mine is work related. When I first met Laszlo, I would just come up. He was doing nights, and I would just come up and you know, loiter.
Yeah.
Hang out. And I mean, I had not been, I say working with, I wasn't working with him yet, but I hadn't known you that long. And the station was doing this promotion where they were going to send a bunch of people on staff to Jamaica. And they were going to go to hedonism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I would just assume if they told me, hey, you know, they're getting ready to do this trip or whatever, I would assume, obviously, I'm not a part
right.
of it. But the way I found out, so Laszlo told them that I should go, unbeknownst to me. So I'm at work, you know, I came to the radio station that night, and I'm sitting there with Laszlo, and there's a commercial on the radio, and it's, well, it's like a promotion, you know,
right.
and it's our voice person. And he's talking about, he's been like, is everybody on the list? And he says, you know, like, Laszlo, check. Slim Fast, check. And I was like, what? They put my name on there like I'm a part of this team.
Oh, right.
That was monumental. I had like a celebratory dinner with my family. It's like they put my name on the station. Yeah, that was probably
low light for me.
When Laszlo realized, like, good God, this isn't
every
working.
Decision I've ever made is put my name right next to his.
That was that. That's the worst. I have other like good memories, but that's the one that stands out.
Yeah.
Is like that. That's when I felt like I might work here. You know,
right.
They might actually because I might get to do something I've always really wanted
sure,
to do, which
course.
I never imagined would happen. So that's probably my highlight. All right, next question.
All right.
What gives you goosebumps? And this is where I said I wanted to guess with Laszlo because I think I know.
Okay.
I think, and I know we talk about this when you cry and stuff, but I think when Cal Ripken broke the record, I think that probably gave you goosebumps.
Yeah, I think watching people do something extraordinary gives me goosebumps. Now, it has to be something that I'm into, but watching people do something extraordinary, like bottom of the ninth inning, even if it's a kid and, you know, down by one and they hit a home run. I'm like, man, that is good for you. Like, I can feel it. Watching a band on stage play that song better than you could have ever imagined them play it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are those moments. It's watching, for the most part, regular people do something extraordinary. And, you know, those are the moments that, you know, they kind of stop time. And you're like, whoa, this is it.
And that gives you goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have the same one as me. And it was standing, like, on, like, a side stage at a concert, but watching the crowd and seeing something come together that you've worked really hard on.
Right.
And that you have seen the back end of it. And to see people enjoy themselves for something like that, that always gave me goosebumps every time.
Music gives me goosebumps,
yeah.
but it's weird. Like I don't listen to like a lot of classical music or anything like that. But there are for some reason this song here, Jeremy. Plus, every time I hear this, you remember the movie Goon with Sean William Scott, the hockey movie with Stifler that people liked.
Yeah,
it was like,
yeah.
Okay, so this song is that movie. It's in lots of movies. You've probably heard it before. Remember the three tenors? Wasn't that their name? The guys, the opera singers. I don't know anything about them,
yes.
But this is a clip of him singing this song. This is just an example, though, but sometimes music like this, when I hear it, I just get the chills. I've got goosebumps right now, actually. You don't like that?
I love it.
You like
it? Just makes me happy. Yeah.
There's something about it.
I
like
love
when the band comes in, or you know, when the orchestra comes in, it gives me chills. Now other music can do it. That's just the one that I was trying to think of a song like what gives me chills. That one always does it.
Yeah,
I knew Laszlo would make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I just said that ain't it for me, man.
Okay,
that,
what about
that
like when
it goes along with what you were saying? See,
oh, yeah,
those
there's
guys,
certain
like,
bands doing, you know,
doing
great music
like
being played.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that ain't, you know, that doesn't do it for me.
What about like when Johnny Marr does a guitar solo?
Of course.
Like,
yeah.
Is that
watching
yeah.
great bands do yeah. music, like, you know, if it's, you know, one of my favorite bands or, you know, hell, you know, some watching them control a crowd and do something amazing, you know, whether it's, you know, U2 in a sold out stadium or a band that I've never even heard of before. And you're like, whoa, that can give you chills. The three tenors during the Goon movie didn't necessarily
well,
do it.
Well, it's what came to mind. I use Johnny Marr because I know you like the Smiths.
Yeah.
There is a song. I mean, there's probably several, but I was listening to it not that long ago. Which song was I listening to? I don't know. It was a Smiths song. And it's one that, it was Big Mouth Strikes Again. I love that song. And there was a part of that song, and Johnny Marr starts playing the guitar. We were driving along.
Right.
And, you know, Morrissey stopped singing for a second, and Johnny's playing that guitar, and it gave me the chills. Like, I got goosebumps. So I can get it from just listening to music.
Right, the right song.
You,
sure.
you don't expect it. Like, man, sure, that
right
sounds
song,
good.
Right song, right time.
Yeah, it kind of surprises you, and you go, that's so good. I forgot how good this is. So you go, Laszlo gets goosebumps from sports,
mm-hmm.
and his favorite memories from life, or the highlights of his life, are kissing that girl in the ninth grade.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to go ahead and leave
I still
it in
think
there.
About it.
And then mostly dad stuff, being a dad.
Yeah, being a dad. Like watching my kids do stuff is amazing.
Jeremy graduated from college. That's the highlight of her life.
It was a big deal in my family. Yeah.
And you get chills from similar things, watching concerts, especially
bands,
when it's
events,
a concert
like
that you help work put together. There you go. And my highlight was getting to work with you, and I get chills
and
just
watching the Goonies,
thinking about
Goon
that.
With Stifler.
It's a good movie. People, I thought you liked that movie.
I
you
do,
like hockey?
But it's not like, man.
I think they made a sequel.
I'll tell you what gives me chills.
No, that
the
movie does
soundtrack to Stifler.
That's
The Church of Laszlo.
Well, so you said there was a list of habits. But I'm Laszlo. Nice to meet you. That's my friend Slimfast. Jeremy's in the other room. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi.
You said there's a list of habits where we admit whether we do them or not? Is that what we're doing?
It's like a survey. It's one of those BuzzFeed surveys. And they're curious, they say. They want to know how many of these gross habits you'll admit to or just embarrassing things. Some of them aren't habits. I mean, the very first one, I would hope, is not a habit because it just says, hey, have you ever pooped your pants as a teenager or adult?
As a habit?
That's what I'm saying. That's not
a
habit.
That's not
they're
a
gonna,
habit.
Yes, of course I have.
Are you admitting to it, Jeremy?
I think I did once.
Of course you have. It's harder for women to admit.
It is
no,
hard. You don't have to admit it.
I would tell you if I did, but I'm trying to remember. I know there was one
no,
time
you know
where
what,
I ran.
Jeremy? You're lying. One way or the other, because there's a couple things you don't forget.
You don't.
Right?
You,
the heart
I
don't forget something
lot.
Like that. The heart don't forget its first kiss or crapping your pants as an adult. You're well aware of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You're like, I am somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and there is... This is
something
bad.
New.
There's no way to fix this.
Yeah, no.
So do you know or you don't?
I made it there. So no, I have not.
Right, then
my
you
pants
did not do it.
Adult.
Then maybe you haven't. I had to call into work one time. I was on the highway.
I had to leave work early.
I was on the highway and I called Laszlo and I was like, I gotta go home. And he was like, what? And he's like, you know, we're on in 45 minutes. Whatever. I said, I gotta go home. I gotta get new pants. Something happened.
Get new pants.
And
I
it happened once
school.
In high school. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like young people around and you're supposed to be.
Well, luckily it was like my hour off, my hour break.
Okay.
So I had to untuck my shirt and then I had to call my boss and be like, and I really said it's true. You know, I just said, you know, my basement flooded and I had to get home. There was no one there. And he was like, okay,
that's a good one. Yeah. There's an emergency at home. That's what you need. Cause you need to be able to go home.
And it
quickly.
Needs to be something that you gotta go.
You gotta
to.
Get home to. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, if your basement's flooding, that's a good one. I wouldn't think to say that. I just told Laszlo, I pooped. I got to change my pants.
And there was another time where I was, I mean, I pooped myself several times, but there was another time where I was like, I remember I had gone on like a 2-day bender or something, you know, just really drinking too much.
Yes.
And I woke up late and I was like, you know what, man? I really need to get my life together. So I take a shower, right? You take a shower, get myself together. You know, I got on a clean clothes, clean shirt. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to this cool part of town. I was living in Florida at the time. I'm going to go to this cool part of town on my own. Maybe, you know, go into the bookstore, maybe buy some records. You know, do like some real people stuff as opposed to this. Get out of my car and just crap my pants.
Oh.
Get back in my car, drive home,
start all
take
over.
A shower, and start drinking again. Like that was, you know, it was a good idea to try to be normal for a minute, but you can go ahead and get rid of that.
Yeah, no.
It's going to remind you that this is not who you are. This is who you are. Who you are is 64%, by the way, said they haven't. 36% said they have. That's a lot of people lying to the internet. You're not. There's no reason to lie there. There's no way that 64% of adults say they've never done it as a teenager or adult. That's
Well, I think a lot of people probably have it, man.
You think?
Yeah, you live in a bubble filled with alcoholics.
But even before I started drinking, like it happened in high school once, I got sick, you know? Sort of.
Most people get sick once a week.
Yeah, that's true. But back then, I felt a little better.
Most people make it to the bathroom.
I know. Well, most of the time, I make it to the bathroom.
That's what I was trying to decide if I had or not, because I know there are times when I was drunk that I may not have, that I don't
quite remember. Yeah.
Because I can see that happening, but as far as I am aware, I have not.
Okay, moving on. Do you pick your nose when you're alone?
Yes.
I pick my nose when I'm not alone.
Yeah, of course.
We all do.
Yeah.
93% said yes.
Of course.
There's no other way. I mean, it's impossible not to.
Right. Unless you don't have fingers or your nostrils are sewn shut or something. Have you ever eaten your boogers?
I have not. I mean, not purposely.
Yeah, no.
I don't understand people who do. Neither. Like, and I know a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But what makes you think I need to put this in my mouth?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. When I was a little kid, they called me booger eater on the bus because I picked my nose once, but I didn't eat the booger. But so they started calling me booger eater. I thought that was just something you said to be mean, you know, like a bullying thing. Oh, they're calling me booger eater.
Well, you see people do it. They catch athletes do it on TV. You see people do it. What was the next step?
I don't know.
Like, what brings that next step into mind? That doesn't become part of my...
No, I've never thought, this goes here.
Right, I'll just eat it. No, I guess, what are you going to do with it? I'll just eat it. I don't know. Seems weird.
You always flick it. That's what you do.
I wipe it on the front of my car seat. Whatever, just get it away from me. Hold it out the window. I hold it out the window and wait for it to dry and blow away.
But I certainly have.
What?
Picked your nose.
Well, no, I certainly have tasted my own boogers.
Oh, on accident
or
something,
If you have a cold or you're skiing or something. Well,
But you don't pick your nose and go,
Right, but not purposely.
No, those are the same people, by the way, I think, that eat their scabs and stuff. It's just something in their brain that's wired wrong. So 57% of people said they haven't done it. Have you ever been too late?
I always wondered, it's too graphic, forget it. I've been seeing people that wouldn't do that.
I don't know.
That never crosses my mind either.
Not once.
No.
I mean, other than when I hear someone talking about it like in a movie or something, like, what? Do people actually do that?
No.
This is such a dumb question. Of course the answer is yes. It should be 100% yes. Have you ever been too lazy to wash your hands after going to the restroom? Only 69% of people said yes. 31% of people said no. You've never gone to the bathroom and then not washed your hands?
Of course.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. It's happened. You forget or you're lazy or whatever. It definitely happens. Have you ever worn this?
I mean, it has to have happened at least once in your life where the water didn't work.
Yes.
Right.
Something. You're out of soap. Have you ever worn the same pair of underwear for multiple days in a row, without washing them? I mean, I'm camping or something, if I just slept in these clothes because I was... Maybe if I went to a friend's house, but I don't ever put on dirty underwear.
In jail, but I don't ever take any underwear off the floor and put it back on.
No socks either.
Me
I don't
neither.
Want any socks that have been
socks.
On or
socks
underwear.
I'll wear for a couple days.
You will?
Oh, gross.
No, take
they get
them
all
off.
Slick and
get rid of them. I really feel like a day
more
is too long.
Cheap.
I know. I've thought about maybe I should just change them midday. Why not? Because a full day is a long time.
I've picked socks up off the floor and smelled them and decided if I should put them on or not.
Wow, no. I have lots of socks.
I mean, I've thought of it.
Too much?
I see socks on the floor, and I think, did I wear those? And I just go, you know what? I have.
They got to be
right
rolled
here.
Up in my drawer, so I know.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
I don't even have them rolled up in my drawer.
I just throw them
I have
in my
a
drawer.
Giant, clothes bin.
Mm-hmm.
I just throw socks in.
That's what
I just
do.
Grab and match. Grab and match. And if they don't match, who cares?
Yeah.
Next question. So stupid. Ever tooted in front of someone or in front of people and then denied it?
Of course.
You've been on an elevator or something. You do deny it. You don't, especially when someone goes, oh, you're not going to say, sorry, that was me. Just, no, deny it. Poof. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
It was my shoe that squeaked.
On an airplane? Ugh.
Yeah. Well, you just ignore it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But if someone says you've never been dating someone, they go, was that you? And you go, no.
I've never
I swear
heard anybody
it wasn't
say,
me.
Is that you?
Oh, I've
really?
Definitely. My mother used to say it. My
said
brothers.
That yesterday.
My girlfriend. Yeah, people, there's a lot of that. Was that you? Nope.
Well, why would you say that if it's just you two in a room?
Well, we have
you
dogs.
Know who it was.
Sometimes
the
we blame
dogs.
The dogs.
Is it just a show off?
We blame the dogs a lot of times. So sometimes they'll go, oh, my God. You know, I think the dog's sick, and they go, unless, wait, was that you? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, it wasn't me.
We've
and now
that.
The dog's got to be on special food because I wouldn't admit that it's me.
Yeah.
Do you ever pee in the shower? Yes, every time.
Constantly.
I pee. Do you always do it? I always do it. I cannot have water touch my body like that. If I get in a pool, I pee. The lake, I pee. The ocean, I pee. The shower, I pee. I can't help it. When I wash my hands, it makes me want
to
pee.
I try not to pee in the pool, man. I still think that's weird.
It's like automatic. It just starts as soon as I get in the water.
I've never done it, but I don't do it.
83% of people say
they
pee in the
shower.
Sometimes
it's really hard not to. Hmm? Sometimes it's really hard
not to. I know,
sometimes,
right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not like I've never done it. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. But you've... Any pool he gets in for a minute, he pees.
As soon as my man, as soon
as he gets in the pool, he pees.
Waist deep.
If you go swimming with him, just don't swim next to him for like 10 minutes because he's peeing.
Guaranteed.
And he just stands there like this.
But I admit it. I do admit it.
I love it.
You know, this is one that actually I managed to avoid until like really recently. But this question is, have you ever clogged the toilet? And I can honestly say that that had never happened to me until like, I don't know, a year or two ago. But we had to get a new toilet. But it happened where you're actually getting the plunger. That's embarrassing. That's really embarrassing. Especially if you do it. I worked at a preschool, and there was a woman who worked with me. She was, you know, one of the babysitters, teacher, whatever you want to call it. And she said, there's been an accident. The bathroom is broken. Can you go look at it? So I'm the guy, so they just come to me. Now, I know that the kids were all taking a nap. She was the only one in there. But she says, you know, like, oh, it's not working. You were in there a long time. I go in there, it's clogged, and it's like flooded out onto the floor. Aww. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. You don't want to. I understand why she didn't admit that, why she just said, like, oh, one of the kids, you know, there's an accident. But that had never happened to me until like maybe a year ago.
And you clogged it at your house?
But I don't think I've ever done it at someone else's house or in a public place.
I did it at my ex-wife's parents' house.
Oh, but they had
like a
toilet,
little
right?
broken toilet, and they were like, you weren't supposed to. You were like, we were in like a third world country. You were supposed to not flush anything, throw it in the trash.
Oh my God, like you're in some national park or something?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So I didn't do that, and then it flooded, and then my father-in-law got super pissed at me and threw paper towel at my head and called me an idiot. That actually happened. And I was like, well, why don't you buy a toilet that flushes? We're in America. Like, they sell them everywhere.
Right, they are not expensive either, by the way.
They sell them everywhere.
Okay, the rest of me, have you ever popped someone else's zits? No.
Oh,
no,
God,
I hate that.
I don't.
I
it does not interest me. Women love it. My girlfriend, every night, I've got this little spelunking light that, you know, like
you
if you're going
do
in
it?
A cave. No, my girlfriend, she sits behind me.
Oh, that's gross.
Did
I
it last
wouldn't
night.
Let anyone do it.
She lifts up my shirt, and she just sits there and
gross.
Pushes my back, looking for
gross.
Little
We're not monkeys.
Zits.
I hate it.
It's weird. She loves it.
I'll, like, rub and try to find the one.
That's what
and,
she
like,
does,
scratch.
Yeah.
I scratch.
Oh, she
than
wants
I
to
pop.
Squeeze and she wants to look at it up close. She wants to show
I
me.
See it.
Like, I don't want to see it.
My boyfriend won't let me.
No, I wouldn't let anybody.
It's
either.
One thing to do it to yourself.
Too personal.
I don't understand doing it to somebody else.
No.
It's
so
really
good.
Weird.
It's so good.
And then, you know, I don't want to be too graphic. This is the last question, but do you ever, you know, smell your hands?
After you scratch your balls?
Just like somewhere gross. It's been somewhere gross. And then do you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sharon is just sitting there, by the way, right now. She's sitting in her studio. She's got her hand, like her head in her chin, you know, or her chin in her hand like this. And she just goes, oh, yeah. Once you realize what I was asking.
Of course.
What,
somebody
has. Somewhere gross? Well, yeah.
They made a whole movie about it. Superstar. I mean,
oh, that's
I mean everyone's done it. They've made a movie about it.
74% of people said they have. There you go. Any other gross habits that they left out? I think that's the bulk of them, right?
Yeah, I don't really.
I think so.
The only one on there, I don't pop other people's zits, but
no,
everything
I
else.
Do that.
And I would tell you if I did, I don't understand. Someone else though, that's so gross.
I will pop the zits on your back right now.
Oh, gross!
It's so weird.
Right now,
gross.
I will do it and I will enjoy it.
They're all gross. Gone because Brooke already popped them.
Tell
last
Brooke
night.
To save me one.
I like that's comparable to a lot of things. Like if you said you have to pop the zits on his back.
Oh my God!
Or you can do one of those things on the list.
Yeah.
I might be like, well, I just crap my pants.
Yep. No, I'm with you.
I'm
really
with you. Like, I'll crap my pants and then go home.
I think I would throw up. Like, if someone forced. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I'll just crap my pants and go home.
Dr. Pimple Popper, it's so good.
Oh, yeah, you guys have a TV show and everything.
Love it.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm just looking at things trending on Twitter. Jobless women selling nudes on OnlyFans.
I saw that.
Are struggling to pay bills. OnlyFans, a social media platform that allows people to sell explicit photos of themselves, has boomed during the pandemic. But
too many of them.
Too much competition.
Yeah.
Oh. Right? Now they're all competing with each other, and then, you know, the pie gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
Can I give them some advice?
Can I give OnlyFans some advice? Make it easier to sign up. I've tried to sign up twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is it? What was wrong with that?
I don't know. It's like some sort of double check-in.
To make sure you're old enough?
With my wanting a picture of me. And then, weird. So I was like, you know what? I tried it twice and it wouldn't work. And then I did put all my credit card information in, and then I went to hit confirm, and the button wouldn't turn blue to confirm. I was missing something, so I just stopped.
That sucks.
I want to join.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see this woman naked.
Yeah.
And I can't.
There's a lot of people.
I want to pay her.
Yeah.
Yeah. My advice would be, because all these women, you know, at least the stories about all these women doing this because tough times from COVID, don't give up on it, but find a kink. Anyone can take naked pictures, you know, and I get it. You're beautiful, whatever. I'm sure there are people that want to see it. But find a kink. Find a thing. And then you can have that thing be yours. Because now there's always an audience for everything. Whatever it is, just find a fetish. Focus on that. I feel like you make more money. If you're just doing generic, like, you're not going to sign up to see someone on OnlyFans when she's just like, oh, topless pictures. Unless it's like someone you know. I went to school with this woman. Exactly. That's the only reason. There's only so many people, though, that are curious enough to see a naked because they know you. So find a fetish. That's my advice. Sorry. What else? Were you getting ready to say something else there about it? Or was that it?
No, I was just complaining about how I can't seem to sign up for OnlyFans.
That sounds difficult.
Are you signed up for OnlyFans?
No, but that reminds me. I did text a sex worker once, and I was like, you know, I'd like to meet up or whatever. And she said, "We can't. I need to see a picture of your privates.
Oh.
Text me a picture of your privates, or else this conversation does not continue. That's what you have to do. I don't know, but I was like, can I please not do that?
Right.
Like, I've never done that. I guess to maybe prove that you're not a cop or something. I really don't know.
Could still send a picture.
I would think so, but that's what she wanted. And I was like, I can't. I'm not doing that. And she's like, okay, then we're not talking anymore. I was like, all right.
Really?
Do they then compare it when you get there? Like, I don't understand why you couldn't just send somebody else's.
It was a long time ago. I don't remember exactly what she said, but I feel like there was. Oh, yes, there were instructions. She wanted two pictures.
Each picture was one like this. Like, ask me anything. She needed a date and a time.
Yep. That's too much.
This is my wiener with a little sign next to it. I promise this is mine.
This is what it looks like.
This is the date and the time.
Yeah.
When you signed up for OnlyFans, you were just, because I haven't used it, you're paying for that one person. That's what you were doing. You're trying to follow, like, becoming
a fan
of that girl's account.
Yeah, like, you can go on, and then it says, okay, you want to pay this person $4.99 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I click on it, and then it had me do,
it
like...
adds, oh, okay. So
like, that's when I couldn't get past that part.
So once you're a member, you could scroll through them and be like, I also want to see this person, pay them
$5 more if I wanted to, but then once I wanted to pay him, it wouldn't let me.
Who did you want to see? Is it who I think it was?
I don't know. Who is it?
Is that... You know what I'm talking about?
Nope, different girl.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Girl. I can't find her on there because I would. I
this girl, you can't
yeah.
find her on there? I saw her post something about it one time. We've been in this business a long time.
I know.
I mean, that's it's crazy. But yeah, don't give up on OnlyFans. I like that everyone's getting into sex work. My backup, I think, is
sex work.
I want to. Well, you said that I should follow my passion someday, and I think one day, yeah, I'd like to, you know, make some sort of OnlyFans type thing. Not for me, you know. You know, like I'd like to, you know, put something together and you know, take pictures.
Oh, like
and
a podcasting network, only for OnlyFans.
Right.
I see. So you like to get girls to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you like to be an OnlyFans pimp.
Pimp.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you know, co-worker.
I don't know if that would work.
You can do that. What do you mean? You just have to offer something, and if I get it going, then I'd have something to offer, right?
And then they'd pay you a percentage of what they
make.
Right,
because you've already got the fan base and the advertising.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Where's my money? Where's my money? We thought about doing it. Brooke and I thought about doing it one time.
He just made it weird, right? Did that just get weird?
He's called me a pimp, so I was just joking. I said, where's my money?
Yeah.
I was playing into that. Okay. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
We thought about it. Brooke and I thought about it when COVID was going on.
Thought about what?
Making an OnlyFans.
For her?
Uh-huh. Some guy emailed her and wanted to pay her money for naked pictures.
That was me.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Probably.
Was it seriously you?
Yes.
No. I remember when she told me that you texted her or whatever about paying her for sex.
I texted her, paying her for sex.
That was different.
I texted his girlfriend and said, I want to pay for sex.
No, this guy, I saw pictures.
She said yes.
Of course.
She said yes to the pictures, too, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think she would do it. Man, if I were good looking... And I thought I could make money, like, taking pictures of myself at home. That would be amazing. Would it not?
Oh, yeah.
If you're a good-looking person and people are like, I want to see you. Or even if you just, you're good looking enough that you could do a fetish thing or something and people were willing to pay, that'd be great.
But it feels like it could be, I mean, taking the pictures and the videos, but like the live interaction could probably be exhausting.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
That could be tiring.
Where they like talk to you and stuff.
Yeah, and then you do that. And then,
yeah. Those people that do cam girls, that's I think
that's
they work really long hours.
That's
hard
work.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. My name's Laszlo. Some fast journey. Join in the conversation. Tell us your age, sex, location. Just text us. Tell us what you think of the program. You can do it via Twitter, too, at Church of Laszlo. Or if you go on the Facebooks there, you can go there. There's a Church of Laszlo page. You can also go on your radio station's page to see how many people hate us.
Yep.
You can do that if you're looking for something to do this evening.
By the way,
it's quarantine.
Spoiler alert. It's all of them on
Facebook.
It's a
lot.
I hope you're into that.
It's a good time waster.
There's been a ton of stories, I feel like, because I try and find good, you know, feel-good stories to put into headlines. There's been a lot of stories in the last year about kids doing charitable stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you think? There's been a lot. I saw another one today. There's a five-year-old girl named Ariana. She spent...
And where?
Her name's Ariana.
Oh, I thought you said she was from Ariana.
No, that's her name. Ariana Chopra is her name. She spent 2 weeks making 200 Happy New Year's cards for people in a nursing home. She got nervous that these people in the nursing home were lonely and they're under quarantine. She asked her mom about it, so her mom said, you can send them a card. So she emptied out her piggy bank and bought them gifts and then sent 200 people a card. So
that's nice.
Once a day. There's a story about a kid doing something. But this one I do think, this thing that happened in Detroit, did you see
it? Depressing, though.
What? About how the people are
lonely? Well, just because I know that's how I'm going to die, I have to look forward to some kid who doesn't even know me and feels so bad for me that I've made the decisions of my life that have left me alone in a nursing home, not knowing anyone, that the highlight will be, a card from some girl named Ariana who has no idea about anything I've ever done in my life. My God.
It's a kindness of a stranger.
It's going to be a lonely
oh, I think about
end
it.
To this adventure.
I think about it.
At least you have kids that will come visit you.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. You have kids. I don't have any kids.
But
I'll be by ourselves.
Yep. I watched Your Honor.
He's got a girl. You got a guy.
They're not going to come
They're
visit
not
gonna us
stick
at that
around.
Nursing home.
They're not going to stick around that long. No. If I'm in a nursing home, I'm on my own. And my brothers are older than me, so they, I might outlive them. I hope I don't. But you watched Your Honor last week when
you
went to the nursing home. That's all I could think about when he's in the nursing home talking to that guy. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, not really a nursing home, but that little apartment or whatever he's living. It's like assisted living.
Yeah.
Oh, and that little tiny TV. I thought the same thing. Like,
that didn't look too bad to me.
That's my future. Well, that's what I try and rationalize.
I have to be honest. I was like, okay, can I just sit at home and watch baseball and stuff?
Exactly. I thought, will I be that miserable, though? Like, I like being alone, so maybe I'll be okay. I don't think I'm going to be okay. But anyway, kids doing charitable work. This girl in Detroit. This to me is too much. Did you see this story?
No.
She won an essay contest, okay? She's 13 years old. She won an essay contest about her cat. And there was a prize. The prize was $50,000.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
For an essay contest?
About your cat?
Yeah. So she gets the $50,000, she donates it all. She donates it to charity. If you're a parent and your kid wins $50,000 at 13, do you even let them donate it all to charity? I think it'd be like, whoa, kiddo. You can give some of that away, but put some of that. That's going towards college. That's a lot of money.
When I opened the check, it was just crazy. My heart skipped a beat. I figured, okay, let's write a story. Maybe by some miraculous reason, we'll get in to top something.
So the essay, as I mentioned, was about her cat.
Where is she from, really, though?
It just says Detroit on here. I don't know. But she gets the money. She donated it to a cat shelter.
Aww.
Jeremy,
come on.
That's insane.
That's adorable.
$50,000 to the cat shelter?
That's a lot of little fuzzy mice.
That's a lot of money. To give away.
But a happy kitty.
It just makes you feel guilty. It's like yesterday when I was talking about getting the boat, and you said, people won't be happy. It's times of COVID. No, you can't buy anything fun. You should be helping people out. But all these kids doing all this hard work, and a lot of them are like raising the money themselves.
13-year-old from Birmingham.
Okay.
Because
one of these things said something.
Wherever you're at, look around and be like, where do the rich people live? That's what Birmingham looks like. I'm from Detroit.
The cat shelter. I
was like, where? Where do parents say go ahead and give that 50 grand away and don't like sock it away for college?
Right.
Right? Like, you know what? Let's give some of it away, but let's put a little bit away for a car or college or things that you need. Where do they just say go ahead and give the 50 grand to a cat shelter because
cat shelter.
You're good.
You're fine.
You don't have to worry about it. Birmingham. That's where that happens.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if she was just totally dead set on giving this money away, I think I would at least say, like, let's split it up a little bit. $50,000 to the cat shelter. It's a lot of money. But you're telling me that they're probably wealthy. That makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell. First of all, I wouldn't have won an essay contest. But if I did, there's no way my parents would let me give away 50 grand.
Not all of it.
No
but
way.
Still,
no
let's way. Not just because I know where she lives, and I know that's in a very affluent neighborhood outside of Detroit. She still did a good thing.
She did a really good thing. That's what I'm saying.
$50,000 and she helped animals. So let's give her an applause. Where the applause is due.
Absolutely.
She didn't need to do that. She could have been well off and kept the 50 grand.
For sure. Right? For sure. And that's the thing. There's been all these kids doing this good
stuff.
Probably
easier to write an essay at 13 when you've been going to all the best schools since the beginning of time.
There we go.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right. What do you think, huh?
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
So he went by fast again.
Good show today.
Yeah, I had fun.
I had fun. Hopefully you liked it. Kansas City, you know we love you. Dallas-Fort Worth, we love being inside you.
Oh, man.
But it feels like it might be one-sided right now.
We'd like...
I feel like you may have withdrawn consent.
I was going to say that, but I was like, yeah, maybe we should.
There it is.
Las Vegas, talk to me.
Yeah.
Talk to me, Las Vegas. Anyway, I had fun, and hopefully you had fun. And I know on Facebook, on a Dallas radio station webpage, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what the. How do you get to their Facebook page?
I think you just search it.
If you just search Alt 103.7, it'll show up, and then you'll see us post something, and then you'll see a bunch of people hate it. And then you entertain yourself that way tonight if you like.
It's a good read.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good read.
Yeah. And I'm sure there are people out there that would get a kick out of that. They're probably not listening right now. But, if you probably know someone that hates this program, let them know. Hey, go on Facebook. They can see
it. Hey, there's more people like you.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're all right there. All right. Good show, Mikey. You guys got anything to add?
Nope.
All right. Stay positive, kids.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.